Friends, I have to apologise that over the last little while with our devotionals, we've had no real fancy or dramatic backdrops. Sometimes they're a bit ropey. They're in the car, they're at the front of the house, at the side of the house, maybe somewhere in the church. And I apologise that we haven't had any dramatic or fancy backdrops for these devotionals. They're low-budget presentations. There's no editing goes into them at all. But we do appreciate so many of you that tune in day and daily. And for some that get in contact with us, and for some that share them, and it is a real blessing to know that there are people out there, not only here in Northern Ireland, but across Britain, and we get messages from Australia, and from America, and from Canada, and from Africa, and all sorts of places, people who listen in, whether it's Facebook, or YouTube, or sermon audio. We're really thankful for the viewing audience at home. But I've got a Thermos flask with me here. It's a nice wee retro Thermos flask, and I'm sure most of you know what a Thermos flask is for. It keeps hot things hot, and it keeps cold things cold. And the story was told about Paddy, the Irishman, was on a building site. His friend came in with a Thermos flask, and Paddy had never seen one before. He says, "What's that for?" And his friend says, "It's a Thermos flask. It keeps hot things hot. Tea and coffee or whatever you're drinking, if it's hot, keeps it hot. It keeps cold things cold as well." And Paddy thought, what a wonderful invention. I must get myself a Thermos flask. The next day turns up at the building site, Monday morning, and he's got his new Thermos flask. He's all delighted to show it to his friend. And his friend says, "Paddy, you've got a Thermos flask. What do you have in it?" He says, "I've got a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and a couple of ice lollies." Just didn't really get the concept of the Thermos flask. It's not just hot or cold. It's either hot or cold. You can't keep the hot and the cold together. It's either for keeping things that are supposed to be hot, hot, soup, tea, coffee, or cold things, cold, ice water, whatever it might be. But it has to be one or the other, either hot or cold. You can't mix them, or you'll have a real mess inside here, and you'll have something inside the Thermos flask that is neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, and something that maybe just isn't all that tasty or nutritious or able to quench your thirst. So there it is, the principle of the Thermos vacuum flask. Keeps the hot hot, keeps the cold cold, but it's one or the other, cold or hot. And if you know your Bible, I'm sure you know already where we're going with that simple thought. Hot or cold. Has to be one or the other, or else you get something in between that isn't going to be all that nice to drink. Revelation chapter 3, the end of the chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ standing at the door of the church at Laodicea, a lucrative, prosperous, wealthy city. The church replicated that in many ways. They were rich, they were increased with goods, they were lucrative, they had, I'm sure, a big membership. They boasted, "We are rich, we're increased with goods, we have need of nothing." And the Lord said to them, "But you know not, thou knowest not that thou art wretched and poor and miserable and blind and naked." And the Lord actually said these words to the church at Laodicea: "I know thy works," verse 15, Revelation 3, "that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." You think about Paddy with his tea and his coffee and his ice lollies and his whatever it was, the cold drinks. If you had drank whatever was in that flask, I'm sure you'd have spat it straight out. A lukewarm mixture of all sorts of things that just are not meant to mix. And the church at Laodicea was sadly and tragically like that. They were not red hot for God. They were not ice cold towards God either. They weren't switched off. They weren't fully switched on. They were somewhere in between this lukewarmness. And lukewarm water is good for very little. It's not much use for washing. especially in Bible times. You didn't have detergents and things that we have now. It doesn't quench your thirst either. And whenever you drink it, it just doesn't leave a great taste in your mouth. And that church at Laodicea was like that. And there are a lot of Christians like that today. They're not cold, but they're not hot. Somewhere in between. They maybe made a profession of faith. They maybe believe the Bible. They maybe go to church from time to time. People at Laodicea, I'm sure, went to church every Lord's Day. But they were not on fire for God. They had no burning passion for God's glory, no burden for the lost, no fervency in prayer. They weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. And all the while, Jesus Christ was outside the door of the church, seeking to gain entrance and wanting in. And they were in a very dangerous place, because the Lord was soon going to reject that church, remove the candlestick and spew them, as it were, out of his mouth. And within a short while, there was no church witness in Laodicea. Friends, spiritual lukewarmness is repugnant to God. It makes him sick. And he would either we were cold or hot. Which one are you today? Are you cold? Never been converted? Are you on fire for God? Are you on this sort of in between stage? And I think, if we're honest, the majority of churches, religious people, professing Christians in this country of ours, not cold, very few really that are red hot, maybe somewhere in the spectrum in between. Dangerous place to be. Let's get the fire of God in our hearts. Let's know what we believe and why. And let's be all out for Jesus Christ, Christians. May God bless you today, either cold or hot. Let's have no lukewarmness. One or the other. Where are you today spiritually? Thank you for listening. See you next time, and have a good weekend.